everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. My name's Kimberly Falker, and I'm the host of the Balancing Point Podcast. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
Today's question comes from Quebec, Canada, and is from Dominique. She asks, why do some New York City ballet dancers take a class at dance studios such as Steps on Broadway instead of attending company class? Is it mostly something principal dancers do, or do core members and soloists also take a class outside of the company? I'm curious about this because when you're a company member, I imagine taking class at New York City Ballet is free, whereas going to another studio such as Steps is not. I love your show. Less than a year ago, I knew nothing about ballet. I stumbled upon your point shoe video of you on YouTube, and ever since I've been fascinated by ballet. I even had my first class last week. I was awful, but I loved it. Greetings from Quebec, Canada, Dominique. Thanks for writing in, Dominique. I always love hearing from people outside of the States, and congratulations on jumping into your first ballet class. That's really courageous. Steps on Broadway, for those who don't know, is a place that many professional dancers go to take open class outside of their companies. It is just a dance school in New York City located on the Upper West Side, but they offer some professional level adult ballet classes, so it is a nice option in the city if you need to take a class as a professional. It is open to anyone, so it can be an interesting mix of people who are just taking ballet class as a hobby next to legendary principal dancers from New York companies. There are some retired ballerinas that take class there every day still. So you can be a student, you could be a grandma. It is the wildest mix of every age and a wide degree of talent. For a professional, this type of class is a nice option for many reasons. Sometimes dancers like to change it up and take with a different teacher to keep everything fresh. And sometimes your company is on layoff for a few weeks and you need to stay in shape. I used to take a lot of classes at Steps, mostly when I used to live nearby the studios there. But as I got older and more busy with my schedule at New York City Ballet, I find that taking company class at New York City Ballet to start my day is the best and easiest thing for me. I find it exhausting to commute to a place for class and then move again to a different space for rehearsals and the show. I like to land at the theater in the morning and do my whole day of class and rehearsals in one place. Honestly, for me, it just comes down to how much extra energy I have to expend, and usually I'm trying to conserve. And then also, I find I feel a little bit on display at Steps due to the mix of professionals and amateurs, and sometimes that can be exhausting to feel like class is a performance, so I usually feel better taking class only with my colleagues. But for the times when you feel you have the energy to take class outside of the company, it can be a really refreshing thing to do, and it's never bad to have a different teacher with a different eye giving you corrections. And it can be inspiring to see dancers from other companies and take class next to them. It can help you see what things you want to work on in your dancing. However, it is important as a young dancer in any company, but I know specifically for New York City Ballet, that you take a company class exclusively for your first couple years as a professional. Perfect attendance in company class is very important at the beginning of your career. You have to show the staff that you want to dance their way by showing up and taking their class, and also you have to show that you are reliable and dependable. The thing is, the artistic director and the ballet masters have no idea what you are up to if you don't take a class with the company. And if you choose to take class at a place like Steps, they might just assume you aren't taking class at all, and then they could start to question your dedication and reliability. There is also something to be said for the importance of being in the building as soon as the workday starts. The first rehearsal of New York City Ballet always starts right after company class is over, and sometimes even that early on in the day, we are trying to replace someone that is sick or injured for that evening's performance. If you take class elsewhere, you are harder to get a hold of and not always available to step right into that first rehearsal if need be. So in summary, I would say company class is optional, and dancers do what they know is best for their body and what helps them perform the best. And this is different for every dancer, but it is very much recommended that the first couple years in the company that you show the staff that the company is your number one priority by showing up every morning for that company class. Thanks for writing in, Dominique, and I hope you keep taking ballet classes. Thanks so much for stopping by and listening. This month's podcasts were recorded while on tour with New York City Ballet in Paris. If you would like to ask your own question, please go to balancingpoint.com as well as premierdancenetwork.com. Click on the Ask Megan link and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Have a great summer.